காலேந்திராக்குள கலி கடம்பராபன காலேந்திராக்குள கலி கடம்பராபன ரத்தனபேதிரா বসাবো দুজানা রাতানে বেদিরা উপা বসাবো দুজানা রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণামো যুগলা কিশোর রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণামো যুগলকিশোর শ্যামগৌরীঙ্গ দিব ছুঁয়া চন্দন রঙ্গ শ্যামগৌরীঙ্গ দিব ছুঁয়া চন্দন রঙ্গ চমার দুলাবো কবে তেরি মুখা চন্দ্র চামারা দুলাবো কবে তেরি মুখা চন্দ্র রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণামো যুগলা কিশোর রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণামো কিশোর জীবন মরণে গাছি আর নাই মো জীবন মরণে গাছি আর নাই মো গাছি মালাছি মালা জীবদ গলে গাছিয়া মালাছি মালা জীবদ গলে হাজার চুলিয়া দিব কাপুর চাম্বুলে হাজার চুলিয়া দিব কাপুর চাম্বুলে রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণামো যুগলকিশোর রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণামো যুগলকিশোর জীবন মরণে গাছি আর নাই মো জীবন মরণে গাছি আর নাই মো লালিতা বিশাখাদি যত সখি বৃন্দ লালিতা বিশাখাদি যত সখি বৃন্দ আজ্ঞায় করিব সেবা চরণ রবিন্দ আজ্ঞায় করিব সেবা চরণ রবিন্দ রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণামো যুগলকিশোর রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণামো যুগলকিশোর জীবন মরণে গাছি আর নাই মো জীবন মরণে গাছি আর নাই মো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু দাসে আনন্দ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু dasa anoda se babila sakore narotamoda se babila sakore narotamoda Radha Krishna pranamo Jugalakiso Radha Krishna pranamo Jugalakiso No jivane maurane gache arunayimo Jivane marane gachi arunai Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hari Bol, Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Bo, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Bo Hare Rama, Hare Rama Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Jaya Radhe 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 Ya yo rade, 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 rade. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Ribo. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada. Nita go Haribo, 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 Nita go Haribo. Nita go Haribo, 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 Nita go Haribo. Gopi Manande, Jaya Mishnupa Paramahansa Paribrakachara Stutishimadi Sibhaktivedanta Swami Slapupada Ki, Jaya Mishnupa Paramahansa Paribrakachara Stutishima Bhakti Siddhanta Sahistakupada Ki, Ananta Kutuvashna Brindaki, Iskanfada Cheslapupada Ki, Nama Cheslaridas Takuki, Grantrasam Bhagavatam Ki, Samavita Bhakta Brindaki, Nitai Gopi Manande. All glory to the seven devotees. All glory to the seven devotees. All glory to the seven devotees. All glory to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. That's the Prabhupada King. Om Jnana Timandasya Gnangana Salakaya Chasu Smritan Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtan Stapita Yena Bhutale Sanyan Rupa Kadamanyan Tadati Svaparantikam Vandihan Sri Guru Sita Padakamalan Sri Guru Vashnavstya Sri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Ragunatantan Sajivan Sadvitan Savadutan Parijana Saitan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devan Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakavitamstha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanta Namastate Tata Kanchana Gorange Radha Bindamanisvare Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Yaripi Vancha kapata rupiyascha kripa sindhi bhyevacha pachitana pavana bhyo vashnava bhyo namo namo. Namo mahavadyanyaya krishna pima padayate krishna ya krishna chaitanya namine gurati sinama. Sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda surya vita gadara sivashari gura bhakta binda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anandali Lamaya Vigraya, Imabhada Vichavishundaraya, Tasma Maha, Premarasa Padaya, Chaitanya Chandaya, Nama Namastate. So Hare Krishna. So it's a great fortune to be here this morning to speak something about the glories of Srimati Radharani as we are approaching the Radhashtami, which is going to be on the 10th. Is it 9 or 10? No, the 9th, right? Which is next Friday. So every day for the next 7 days, it's going to be the talk about Srimati Radharani. And of course, the talk about Srimati Radharani, it's called Atibara. Atibara means big talk, great talks. After all, how can we glorify that person whom Krishna himself is trying to glorify? Because, you know, the whole world the whole Vedic scriptures, Puranas, you know, Anantadev, they've been trying to describe the glories of Krishna since time immemorial, and they have not come to an end of it. So we are trying to glorify Krishna, and there's no beginning or end to it. So how much more Srimati Radhika, whom Krishna himself is trying to glorify? Even Krishna himself is unable to properly define who Srimati Radharani is, the nature of her glories, the nature of her personality. Krishna himself is unable to come to conclusion. So therefore, he has to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to be able to understand Radharani, to understand her love, and also to understand the kind of bliss she gets by rendering service unto Krishna. So we can just make a little bit of an effort to, you know, say something. And basically, whatever we say is mainly for our own purification. You will find that throughout the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, the name Srimati Radharani is not mentioned. You know, after all, Srimad Bhagavatam, it's about Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of all the Vedic scriptures. Bhagavatam Puranam Amana Vaishnavam Priyam. Srimad Bhagavatam is most dear to Vaishnavas, because it's called Kapa Vita Phalam, is the fruit of all the Vedic scriptures. But we find throughout the Bhagavad time, that personality that is most dear to Krishna is not mentioned. So many people, they wonder that how come these Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they always talking about Radhe, 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 and the word Radharani is not there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Is it that Sukadeva Goswami, who is the speaker of Bhagavatam, does that mean that he's missing something, that by not directly glorifying Srimati Radharani? In 10th canto Bhagavatam, the most rasic five chapters called Rasa Panchadaya, which is chapter 29 to chapter 34 of the 10th canto Bhagavatam, which actually describe all the Krishna's intimate dealings with the gopis, like the gopis' attraction to Krishna when Krishna was in forest and Krishna was playing his flute, and all the gopis, by hearing his flute in the middle of the night, they all run to the forest to meet Krishna. And then, as they were trying to play with Krishna, trying to dance with Krishna, Krishna disappeared. So Krishna disappears, and then all the gopis, they all searching for Krishna. And then in their search, then they were making these very beautiful songs about Krishna, called a Gopi Gita, very beautiful, 19 verses. Like some of you, if you come to Vrindavan during Kartik time, so every day, we normally sing a Gopi Gita every day in Vrindavan temple during Kartik time. We start with Jayati Tedikam Jamana Braja, you know, start with how glorious is this, the land of Vrindavan. Why? Because Krishna has taken his birth there. So, throughout the whole five chapters of the Rasa Panchadaya, Srimati Radharani, her name is not directly mentioned. So this becomes a source of wonder. How come this personality is not personally, is not directly mentioned? Now, Sukadeva Goswami, he has 7 days to speak Bhagavatam. He has 7 days. Because Parikshit Maharaj, he had been caused to die within 7 days. So Parikshit Maharaj has been caused to die within 7 days. And when Parikshit Maharaj, when he was sitting on the bank of the Ganges, and so many, many great personalities, so many, many rishis, they all came just to be with Parikshit Maharaj, because Parikshit Maharaj, not only was he a great king, He was also a great devotee of Krishna, a very dear devotee, called Vishnurata, very, very dear devotee. So all the great sages, they all came to witness the disappearance of a great devotee of the Lord. So as all those devotees, all those great sages came, so Parikshit Maharaj asked them, what should be the duty of someone who's about to die? What should someone do? So all the great sages, they were giving different opinions. As they say, Rasho Rishi said that whenever many sages get together, they always have different opinions. The sages will never have the same opinion. Every opinion has to be different. Otherwise, a person will not be characterized as a sage, a rishi. So some say perform yoga, some say perform sacrifice, some say, you know, we're going to give you benediction. Some are saying that you can meditate. So every rishis, they are giving different ideas about what Sukadev Goswami should, what Parikshit Maharaj should do. So there was no conclusion here. And then Sukadev Goswami came. So when Sukadev Goswami came, so even though Sukadev Goswami by age, he was very, very young compared to all these great sages, who many of them are millions and billions of years old. We're talking of Vashishta, Vishwamitra, Parasuram, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva. They were all there. But all of them, when they see Sukadev coming, they immediately got up and rose up and said, oh, this person has come. Sri Sukha. So here come, and then they offer him a seat, Vyasasan. So Sukadev Goswami sat down, and then the same question was asked by Parikshit Maharaj, that what should be the duty of a person who's about to die? So Sukadev Goswami replied, hear Krishna Katha, hear Bhagavatam. So when Sukadev Goswami said this, all the rishis, they all said, sadhu, sadhu, this is the right answer. This is the best answer. That yes, you hear about Krishna. You hear about Krishna, you hear Krishna Katha, this is the right topic. This is the best topic to hear for someone who is about to die. So now, Sukadev Goswami began his narration of Bhagavatam. But he has 7 days to speak. He has 7 days. Because he knew that Parikshit Maharaj is going to die within 7 days. So therefore, now it so happened that if Parikshit Maharaj should talk about Srimati Radharani, because Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, is a very, very dear devotee of Srimati Radharani. He is called Sri Sukha. Sri Sukha means the parrot of Srimati Radhika, the parrot of Srimati Radharani. That's what Sukadev Goswami is. He is actually the parrot of Srimati Radharani. During Radha Krishna Lila, Srimati Radharani, she has a pet. And that pet is the parrot that's always on her hand. And Srimati Radhika, she always feed this parrot pomegranate and tell him to chant Krishna's name and all that. Glorify Krishna's name. So when Radha and Krishna, when they were heading their pastimes on this planet, when they were closing their pastimes from the vision of the, you know, of everyone in this world, so Sukadev Goswami was all there to go and broadcast their glories. Because there are many, many stories of how Sukadev Goswami came to take birth within the womb of the Vyasadeva's wife. There's some nice, interesting stories, which actually they are in the Puranas. So if Sukadev Goswami was to mention the name of Srimati Radharani, he will just go unconscious. He will fall into ecstasies that it may take days for him to come back to consciousness. It may take days. So therefore, it's impossible for him to directly mention the word Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, he'll be unable to properly recite Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. However, he did one indication. There was an indication which was an indirect mentioning of Srimati Radharani, because during the Rasa Lila, During the Rasalila, when all the gopis and they were there with Krishna, they were all performing Rasalila, and all of a sudden, Krishna disappeared with Radharani. He disappeared. So as Krishna disappeared with Srimati Radharani, so all the gopis, they were all wondering, where is Krishna, where is Radha? They were all wondering, they were all wandering in the forest. And as they were going, they saw the footprints. They saw the footprints of Srimati Radharani. When they saw a footprint, so the gopis, they mentioned this verse, which was a very famous verse, whereby Radharani was indirectly mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami. And this verse is Anayaradito Nanam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara Yano Vyaya Govinda Prito Yam Anayat Rataha Anayat Raha. That certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. So here, the word Aradita, this is where the name Radharani actually came from. Aradita means that person who had nicely worshipped Krishna, who has nicely satisfied Krishna. So therefore, the gopi is saying, this person, this gopi, is actually much more fortunate than us. Anaya. Anaya means that we are not as fortunate as her. After all, if we are as fortunate as Srimati Radharani, why would Krishna abandon us? Why would Krishna abandon us and simply go into the forest alone with her? So therefore, this fortunate lady, she has worshipped Krishna very perfectly. And therefore, Krishna has taken her with him and he's enjoying with her in a secluded place. So this is the direct mentioning of the Bhagavatam. Because Srimati Radharani sees Krishna's own potency, sees Krishna's own pleasure potency. When Krishna wants to enjoy himself, after all, God is called Atmaram, or another meaning is Aptakam. Aptakam, it means the one who is, you know, self-satisfied, the one whose enjoyment, who does not need anyone to give him any enjoyment. So it's Aptakam. So Krishna, he fulfills his own desire. No one in this world can fulfill Krishna's desire. So Krishna is originally one person. So one person, and then he wanted to give himself pleasure. So what did he do? He simply manifest another form. So he transformed himself into another form just to give himself pleasure, and that form is Srimati Radharani. So therefore, in technical, Srimati Radharani is actually not even from Krishna, but at the same time they are different, because now we have two persons now. We have Radha and we have Krishna. And both are enjoying with one another. And then of course again, so originally there's Krishna, then there's Radha Krishna, again become one again in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Radha and Krishna. You know, see Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayahanya, that there's no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. There's no difference. They are the same person. So it's mentioned in the scriptures, it's one of the tantras. It mentions that Srimati Radharani, she manifests herself in differently. This is quoting from the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. This is from Adilila chapter 4. Mesa Krishna Kanta Gana Deki Trivida Prakara Ekalashmi Gana Pure Maishi Gana Hara Bajangana Rupara Kantangana Sara Suradika Hoite Kanta Gunira Bishtara Avatari Jaye Krishna Kore Avatara Ansini Radha Hoite Tina Ganera Bishtara Lakshmi Ganatara Vaibhava Vilasam Sarupa Maishigana Vaibhava Pakasa Swarupan Akara Sababa Vete Vaja Devigana Kaya Kubhya Rupa Tarara Sira Karana. So this is describing Krishna's consort, Krishna's consort, Krishna's queens and ladies. He said there are three kinds of consort of Krishna, three types of consort. There are the goddess of fortune, the Lakshmis. Then there's the queens of Dwarka. Queens of Dwarka headed by Rukmini, Satyabhama, Mitravinda, so like that. There are, you know, all the queens. Krishna has 16,000 queens in Vrindavan. And then there are Braja Gopis, the Gopis of Vrindavan. And of course, this Gopis of Vrindavan, which are headed by Srimati Radharani. So these are Krishna's consorts. However, all these consorts, which means the queens, the Lakshmis, the Gopis, all of them, they all expand from Srimati Radharani. They expand, these are all our expansions. So which means she's the origin. Just as Krishna is the origin of all the avatars, Krishna is the origin of all the expansions, Vishnu or whatever, so many Narayan forms, so many different forms, different avatars. Krishna is the origin. So we say Krishna Swayam, we say that Swayam Bhagavan, or Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. He is the origin of everything. He is the avatari. Krishna is not an avatar. So similarly, Srimati Radharani also, she is the origin of all the consort of Krishna. She is the origin of all queens. She is the origin of all the Lakshmis. And then all the Braja Devis, like the Gopis, the Manjaris, everyone, she's the origin of all of them. And all them together, combined together, they give enjoyment to Krishna. They give Krishna pleasure. So, when Krishna made his appearance 5,000 years ago, because you know, once in every day of Brahma, Lord Krishna comes. He comes in his original form. He comes in his original form to perform those wonderful activities which had never been performed by any of the avatars. And in that, of course, he revealed his own original abode, which means the Goloka Vrindavan. He revealed it in this particular lila. So once in the day of Brahma, Krishna comes. Similarly also, once in the day of Brahma, Srimati Radharani also comes. Of course, there are some Puranas, like in the Arivamsa, mentioned that how Krishna discussed with Srimati Radharani that he's coming. He's going to descend. He's coming to this earth to perform his lila. And then Radharani also decided to come. So Krishna had made his appearance. Just last week we celebrated the Janmashtami. Krishna appearance last week, Janmashtami. And the next week is Radhashtami. This Friday, Radhashtami. So Krishna has made his appearance. And so it's now time for Srimati Radharani also to make his appearance. And we know that Krishna came in the... There was a moon. Of course, there's the Krishna appearing in Mathura, in the prisoners of Kamsa. And then there's another original form of Krishna that actually appeared in the womb of Yashoda Maya. And Krishna from Mathura was taken and merged with that Krishna of Vrindavan, which also just recently took birth from the moon of Mother Yashoda. So it could be seen that Krishna appeared from Mother Yashoda or from Mother Devaki. But Radharani's appearance was not like that. It wasn't like that. So there was one day, Vishabhanu Maharaj, he was strolling in the back, in the backyard of his palace. He was strolling, and near his palace, the river Yamuna is flowing. River Yamuna was flowing near his palace. As Mr. Bani Maharaj was wondering about, and he saw a golden pot floating on the river. So he saw a golden pot. It's like a lotus in the form of a lotus flower, floating on the it's golden, made of gold. So Prishabhanu Maharaj was very, very attracted to this. Oh, look at this very shiny golden ornament floating on the river Yamuna. And then he went by and then he picked it up. So he picked it up, the pot, this golden lotus pot. He picked it up and then the pot opened. When he saw open and he saw this very beautiful girl inside the pot. He saw this very beautiful girl. He said, oh, how amazing. And such beauty it's not available anywhere in the creation. Nobody has ever seen such beauty before. Such an amazing, beautiful girl that is this beautiful young child in the pot. So compared to that time, Vrishabhanu Maharaj did not have any issue, didn't have any children proud of that time. So he was very, very happy that, the Lord must have been very, very happy towards him. So therefore, the Lord has sent him this wonderful child. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj took the child and then to his wife, Kitida. I said, oh, look what I found. I found this beautiful child on the river Yamuna, in a lotus golden pot. So Mother Kitida, she was very, very happy, of course. They were very, very happy. And they, this is our daughter. You know, just like we sing in the Mahimamrita, Jaya Vrishabhanu, Jaya Kitida Sundari. It's very nice, beautiful songs composed by Krishnadas Kavira Goswami. Now it so happened, this child was blind. The child was blind. The child did not open her eye. It's a girl. The girl did not open her eye. She was blind. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj was wondering, how come this wonderful child, such a beauty, that she's blind? Her eye was completely closed, blind. So, wondering what to do. Of course, very, very happy that yes, a child has been born to them, another. But it's a very great concern for him that how come this child is blind? What to do? And then, so one day, Nada Muni came to the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So as Nada Muni came to the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, so Vrishabhanu Maharaj, of course, was very, very happy to receive the great Rishi, was very, very happy to receive him. He said, oh, how wonderful do you have come. And but at the same time also, I have a source of distress within my mind. And that is, I have got this wonderful child, the most beautiful that anyone has ever seen. But this child is blind. This daughter is blind. What can be the cause for this? So Nada Muni told Vrishabhanu Maharaj that, let me go and see this child. Let me go and see her. So Nada Muni was sent, because she was inside the room. So Nada Muni was sent inside the room where the child was on the bed, on the cot. So when Nada Muni saw, he came to us. So he was immediately overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy. He was immediately overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy. So, oh, how great! And then all of a sudden, Srimati Radharani, as a baby, immediately, all of a sudden, manifests her real form, big form, to manifest her big, just within a moment. manifest a refund to another money. And then another money started offering prayer. That so dear Devi, you know, he was offering so many, many wonderful prayers to Srimati Radharani. And then again she transformed herself again into the baby. So now that money came out and told Vishwabhanu Maharaj that, look, I know the cure for this blindness. The cure for this blindness is that Krishna has just recently taken his birth here in Vrindavan. So therefore, if you bring the baby Krishna over, if you bring baby Krishna over, this child will open her eye. If you bring the baby Krishna over. So, it's okay. So Vishwabhanu Maharaj, he made a big festival. He organized a very big festival whereby all the Brijabasis, they all came, along with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya, he came. And they brought, of course, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata, they brought, of course, baby Krishna. So they brought baby Krishna, and as they brought Krishna, so in the meanwhile, the Radharani is still there in the court. So baby Krishna, he crawled, and then with his tiny hand, he just, because he already know immediately that yes, my consort has come. Krishna knows that he needs, yes, my consort has come. So he went towards the court and then looked inside. When he looked inside, Radharani opened her eye. So she opened her eye, which because that's the first, because she doesn't want to see anyone. So the only person that she first saw is Krishna. If some of you on Facebook, there's one picture, one nice painting of Krishna looking to the baby Krishna looking to the baby Radharani. As she opened her eye, and then she was smiling, because both of them, they were smiling at each other. I just posted that picture yesterday on Facebook. Some of you, if you're on Facebook, you can see. Very nice. Somebody had made a painting. Very beautiful painting. You know. So the first person that Radharani see when she appeared was Krishna. So, and all the Brijabasi, they all say, oh, now Radharani, she had now opened her eye, looking at Krishna smiling, and everybody was very, very happy. And then there was a very big, big festival. So, in this way, there was a nice prayer which was made by Raghunath Das Goswami in his Radhastakam. Actually, Raghunath Das Goswami was praying, he was glorifying Vishwabhanu Maharaj. So he had written, Raghunath Das Goswami, he composed many, many prayers. They are called Stava Valley. Stava Valley is a set of 28 prayers composed by him. Majority of those prayers are simply the glorification of Srimati Radharani or the Radhakund, Govardhan. It's all about praying bhakti, all about pure bhakti. So Raghunath Das Goswami is actually praying. He says, Rasabalita Megasi Moli Manika Lakmi Pamodita Mura Ibai Prema Varali Bajibara Bishabana Punja Gibana Bali Shnapayati Nijadashi Radhika Mankadano. So he's praying that when Vidata come, when Srimati Radharani, she will bathe me in the nectar, in the nectarian ocean of her service. She is describing Radharani that she is the crown jewel of all Rasika devotees. She is the ultimate goddess of fortune. She is the swan in the lake of blissful Murari, Krishna's love, Muravari, Krishna's love, and who is the with yielding vine of virtue of King Vrishabhanu, the best man of Braja. So now, Because Radharani, she is the daughter of Vishabhanu Maharaj. And Vishabhanu Maharaj has been described as the best man of Vrindavan, the best man of Braja. So there was some hesitation in these particular compositions here, that how come Vishabhanu Maharaj has been described as the best man of Vrindavan, the best man of Braja, and not Nanda Maharaj? Nanda Maharaj is, you know, after all, you know, Krishna performed all his lila in his palace. I mean, there's one devotee who had composed one prayer, Raghupati Upadhyaya, you know, Suti Tare, Smriti Tare, like he was saying that let others worship the Smritis, let others worship the Puranas or whatever, but I simply want to worship Nanda Maharaj because in his house, the personality of God that has appeared playing in his backyard. You know, Krishna is always playing in the backyard of Nanda Maharaj, and sometimes Nanda Maharaj would tell Krishna that, Krishna, bring my shoe. When I say, Krishna, bring my shoe, so Krishna will carry, very, very little Krishna, he will carry the shoe Nanda Maharaj in his head and take it to his father Nanda Maharaj. I mean, this is a person, even the demigod, they can't even come near him. They can't even come near Krishna. Not to talk of, he actually seen his lotus feet. They are so afraid to even go near Krishna. But the same Krishna is going about carrying the shoe of his father to him. So this devotee, Raghunath Pate, he was praying, said that, let me worship Nanda Maharaj. Because in his house, in his backyard, the personality of Godhead is playing. So therefore, who else should I worship? So in this way, we learn that devotees are much more worshipable than the Lord himself. Because after all, if the Lord is happy, if the devotees are happy, then of course, obviously, you know, the Lord is happy. But in this particular prayer here, Raghunandas Goswami, he was praising Vrishabhanu Maharaj as the best man of Vrindavan, the best man of Braja. So, normally the great devotees, they are very interested in that where the love of Krishna has appeared, the appearance of love of Krishna, Krishna praying. And the greatest love of Krishna is Smriti Radharani. That's the greatest love. So Srimati Radharani, she appeared in the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So therefore, that glorification is given to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Because in his house, the greatest love of Godhead has appeared in his house. We know that Krishna is the supreme controller. He controls everyone. He is Ishvara Ishvara. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govindam, Sava Karana Karanam. So he is the controller of all the controllers, Mahesh, Vishnu, Brahma. He is the controller of one. But Krishna, even though he is the controller of all the controllers, but he becomes controlled by Prem Bhakti. He becomes controlled by the love of his devotees. So, and which is extremely rare. To develop love of Krishna is very, very rare. Very, very rare to develop love of Krishna. But because when one develop love of Krishna, Krishna become controlled by that love. So therefore, it's very rare. So therefore, Raghunandas Goswami was praying, was making his prayer this way, and referring to Vrishabhanu Maharaj as the best man of Raja, because it's within in his house that the greatest love has appeared within his house, and this is the hankering of everyone. So this prayer is going on this way, and then there are many other prayers which were made by Srimati, by Srila Raghunandas Goswami. Another prayer, he says, Prakati Tanujabhasan Snigda Venu Panadai Dutagati Harim Arat Papya kunjis pitakshi Shravanakvara kandun Tambanti namra vatra Shnapayati nijadasi radika mam kadano. That when we see, when we'll see Radhika, who quickly runs to the place where Sri Hari indicates his whereabouts by playing his enchanted flute, whose eyes smile when she finds him in a grove, but who then shyly bows her head down and scratches her earlobe, bathe me in his service. So this prayer is going on this way, that whereby when we Krishna comes, when we Radharani, when we she bathe me in the nectar of her service, because whenever she hears Krishna's flute, then, and that flute will indicate the meeting place where both of them can meet together. So Krishna's flute playing has been described. Normally, there are different reactions to different entities when they hear Krishna's flute. Different reactions are there. Now, when, and of course, the vibration of Krishna's flute makes everyone's heart melt. It melts the heart of everyone. And this nectarian sound of Krishna's flute, it makes all living entities, both mobile and immobile, makes them very mad just by hearing Krishna's flute. In Bhagavatam, it says, Aspadanam katimatam palakastarunam. So all the innate living entities, they all became stunned just by hearing Krishna's flute. Now, by playing Krishna, when Krishna's played his flute, so everyone has different reactions. Lord Brahma, in his meditation, breaks. His meditation breaks when he heard Krishna's flute. And then the river Yamuna, by hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, started flowing on the opposite direction. Started flowing just by hearing Krishna's flute. And then even the stones melt when Krishna's place float, the stones melt. Even the dead trees, they become revived. The dead trees become revived when Krishna vibrates his flute. And then the cowherds of the cowherds, the gopas, the gopis of Braja, you know, they have their particular experience of Krishna when they hear his flute. They have their particular Krishna's experience. And then Yashomati Sune Bamsi Dani, Dima Nandarani, Pitananda Sune Bamsi Heye Badani, Shakala Sune Bansi Cholo, Goshte Yai, Kamale Sune Bansi Bhaira Haro Hai. So when Madhya Yashoda, when she hears Krishna's flute, she thinks, oh, Krishna is saying, Ma, bring me butter. So when she hears Krishna's flute, she suddenly says, oh, this is Krishna calling, bring me butter. And when Nanda Maharaj, when he hears Krishna's flute, he thinks, oh, Krishna is saying, Daddy, I will bring your shoes. And when the cowherd boy's friend of Krishna, when they hear Krishna's flute, to them it says, oh, Krishna is calling them, come, let's go to the forest. Let's go and hear the cows. And when the females, lotus, which means, when Srimati Radharani, when she hears Krishna's flute, she thinks it says Krishna's calling her. Oh, Radhika, come out. So in this way, Krishna's flute has different effect on different personalities according to who is hearing this way. So there's one particular, before we finish, there's one particular pastime I'm going to relate. This pastime is narrated in the Bhaktamala. So there was one fellow in Braj area. This fellow was very attached to his wife. And his wife's name is Kishori. So this fellow was very attached to his wife. His wife's name is Kishori. And then, so one time there was an argument between the two. So she became angry and then she left him, disappeared. So his wife disappeared. So this fellow was, you know, started lamenting for his wife, going all over Braja, crying, Kishori, you know, calling out to his wife, his name, because his wife is named Kishori. Kishori, crying day and night, Kishori. So, as this fellow continued crying this way, Kishori, it so happened that Srimati Radharani, you know, she was around with her Sakyas. So she had this fellow calling Kishori. And then Radharani asked Sakyas that, "Hey, Sakyas, who is this fellow calling me? Oh, see, I've been hearing him all the time, Kishori, calling me." So the Sakyas said, No, is this fellow just attached to his wife? He's calling his wife. Who has the name Kishori? You know, no, he's not calling you. And I said, No, he's calling me. Bring him here. So he said, "Bring him here." So this fellow, he got the greatest luck of his life. By calling Kishori, he got the attention of Srimati Radharani, and then this person was brought, you know, to the darshan of Srimati Radharani, and this fellow developed love of God, you know, by, you know, even though he was originally attached to his wife, now he became attached to the real Kishori. The original Kishori was Srimati Radharani. So in this way, he got the greatest fortune of his life. So there are many, many wonderful pastimes, Lila of Srimati Radharani. I'm sure the future speakers who are going to be speaking from tomorrow, and I'm sure they will be relating something about Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani, she is the Lord of our life. We Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Why are we calling Gaudiya Vaishnava? We are calling Gaudiya Vaishnava because we are the servant of Srimati Radharani. You know, the bhakti which has been given to us is how we can become the servant of Srimati Radhika. It's called Radhe Darshan, Radhe Dash, which means the servant of Srimati Radharani. In this prayer, Raghunath Das Goswami was praying, "When will I become a servant of Srimati Radharani?" And there was one prayer that says that if I see Krishna standing alone, I will not go, and he's calling me, I will not go there. But if I see Krishna standing with Srimati Radharani, I will go there. Without being called, I will go there with the spirit of the mind. When you read so many prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, many prayers of Narottam Das took, you find, you know, many, many of these things there. That why are we worshiping Krishna? We're worshiping Krishna because Srimati Radharani is with him. Otherwise, we're not interested in worshiping Krishna. So, of course, this is very, very high topic. We're not interested in Krishna if he's alone, but we're interested in Krishna because Srimati Radharani is with him. So, this is the speciality of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, which is difficult for most other Vaishnavas to understand. It's very difficult. This mercy, special mercy, is only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has made this mercy become possible. So I'm going to stop here. If any comment or question, you can. We have a few minutes left. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, I just wanted to make one comment. That you said that Krishna, he wanted to enjoy, so he expanded into Radharani.
Yeah.
And then again, when they become together again, then that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
So I just, Krishna does not expand into Radharani, but they are eternally present.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that Radharani comes from Krishna.
So where does she come from?
They are eternally present. Like Radha Krishna are actually one, just one person, one mind in two bodies. And when they become together again, then they become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Anyway, this is Acharya's opinion, not your opinion. Acharya said, Krishna is one, he became two, and he became one again. See Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, I hand here.
Yeah.
So, unless you have a pramam, you can't just speak.
It's stated that Krishna becomes into Radharani, or the Absolute Truth becomes true?
Absolute Truth is one, Then he become two and he become one again.
Yeah, so that is...
This is a tattva.
That is my point, Prabhu, that Lord Chaitanya is same as Radha Krishna.
The
but
point
it's not
is that,
Krishna,
no, listen. Unless you have a particular praman, okay?
You are giving the praman, right?
So, it's not my praman, this is a sastra praman, it's not my praman. The Acharya said, Radha Krishna is one, then when he wants to enjoy himself, he become two, Radha and Krishna, and then again, he become one again, it's from a Chaitanya Prabhu to understand his love.
Just now you said that the Acharya said that the absolute truth becomes into two.
I say absolute is one, then become two to give himself enjoyment, and then again becomes...
So that praman that you are giving, I'm saying that it means that the absolute truth becomes Radha and Krishna. It's not that Krishna expands into Radha. Radha and Krishna are equal.
Sir, what is that? You not understand what I mean? It becomes Radha and Krishna.
I mean, it may not seem important. And,
Give the proponent to say something. Give.
We're caught in linear time. We're caught in linear time. Okay, past, present, and future. So these things are very hard to understand, but the acharyas give us the example of the sun and the sunshine. As soon as there's the sun, there's the sunshine. You cannot separate the two of them. But still, the sunshine emanates from the sun. But they're a simultaneous event. So the sunshine emanates from the sun, but as soon as there is the sun, there's the sunshine. Now, when it comes to God, you can't say as soon as. Because God always was and He always will be. He's always existed and He always will exist. But because we're caught in linear time, we have to use this language because we're stuck with it. So as soon as there was God, there was immediately Srimati Radharani.
Yeah, He manifested
Just like
himself,
as soon as there's the sun, there's immediately the sunshine.
So that's a good point. Okay. Anyway. All right. Any other points? It's a great tattva. Any other point? Okay, thank you very much. Jai Rad. Oh, you wanted to ask a question? Okay.
Hi, Krishna. Thank you so much for the class. It wasn't really a question, it was a little, not a comment, but I just remembered when you were speaking about Shuka, the parrot. My Guru Maharaj, he was giving a class on that as well, and he was saying that there are actually two kinds of parrots, like the she parrot and the he parrot. And the she parrot, his name is Shari, and the he parrot, his name is Shuka. And basically, in the Krishna Leela, when the Leelas happen, the parrots are playing the part of spies, and the Krishna, he sends his parrots to find out where the gopi is, what is going on, and then he feeds him with pomegranates. Otherwise, the parrot will not do anything.
So the lila is unlimited. Okay, thank you. Jai, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.